You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Mr. Mr. North of South America, all the ships at sea, let's go to press. Dallas, Texas. The Texas special of the Katy line has been wrecked near Roy City, Texas, between San Antone and St. Lou. Several reported killed. Just happened. We may have more on it later. San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Nationalist Party of Puerto Rico is on the march. They are plotting violence and maybe a revolution after raiding armories for their guns. New York City. The police in New York have a new hot lead on the murder of a Bronx mobster. He was killed last week for welching on commissions due to a dope ring in East Harlem.
This is May 13th, Friday, May 13th, 2022. That was back in time to the days of Walter Winchell. Some of you might recall Walter Winchell. He served all the way up to 72, living up to 72, syndicated American newspaper gossip columnist, but he also had a radio program, and he liked to hit that teletype. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, all the ships at sea. I mean, that's kind of how he did things. And the reason I'm doing that today is a contrast between what we were doing then and what we're kind of doing now, especially with our Ministry of Truth. Walter Winchell in the beginning was actually a gossip columnist. Makes a pretty good radio broadcaster too, though, doesn't he? He kind of had a staccato approach to him. Folks loved it. Had millions listening. He's also a Broadway reporter with a paper originally. Critic for the New York tabloids. I mean, he's a perfect kind of guy that would maybe be running Twitter right now. Or maybe our Office of Disinformation, our Minister of Truth. We're going to get into that in a lot more detail in the second hour, and here's why. Because today, Twitter, we have this disinformation board already set up. Nina Jankowicz already nominated and named by the Biden administration, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, to be the Minister of Truth. And she said just the other day, you know, certain people shouldn't be on Twitter. If you don't have a blue check by your name on Twitter, you may not even be real. That's why the blue check is there, supposedly showing that you truly exist. You're not a robot. I don't have a check by mine, but I guarantee I'm not a robot. I just didn't want to go through their clearance process. She does, and she says, you know, other people, she said, I have a blue check, so people like me, we should be on Twitter, and as a minister of truth, maybe I need to appoint people to check what you put out in your tweet and maybe kind of rewrite it, put it in proper perspective. In other words, censor it and reconstruct it. This is where we're going if we continue down this road. And you want to hear Senator John Kennedy's remarks from Louisiana and his perfect accent as to what he thinks of this woman and what she's going to be doing. We'll be getting into that in more detail because, as I said, the thing they did today, the Twitter from the White House point out, and they've yet to clarify, have yet to retract it or add information to it. When Biden took office, millions were unemployed and there was no vaccine available. That's a flat-out lie. That's not even disinformation by mistake. We'll be getting to that. There is also a new survey out I want to share with you. This is going to be very big, at least in the sense of the role it could play. It's a survey of six battleground states on all the hot topics carried out by the American Principles Project. These are projects, or rather topics like women's sports, sex changes for minors, things of this nature. We'll see how those are going to play. Also, we're going to be joined by John LaBoutière from New York former congressman, always fun to have on board with his insight on what things are happening. And in case you need to know that if you go into one particular county, they can now tell you what a woman is. Oh, yeah, they made a point to write out a law in this county to identify what a woman is. You kind of have the feeling we're on a downhill slide that this is going. And it's not going to be an easy landing. And we're not even talking about inflation and everything else we've got going on in the world. But we have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. We are live streaming at rumble.com. Lock and load. Ready on the right. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. It's been a
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As soon as the document was leaked, it appeared that they had been tipped off that there was a Democrat activist that was going to leak this document, because you had people showing up at the Supreme Court, printed signs, ready to go. You had Pelosi and Schumer immediately issuing statements. This was done on the opening day of the 22 primary season. So there's just appearing to be a lot of coalescing of events around a time. Now, they have made this a political issue. They need something to run on.
Yeah, they do need something to run on. And, of course, that is Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. And she's pointing out the obvious, the leak that suddenly came out. Politico, of course, had the story when it first broke about Justice Alito's opinion, his draft of his opinion, that was being circulated among all the justices so they could see it and make their markups on it or prepare their responses or answers or addendums, whatever they chose to do. It's a very common practice. But in all the years, of the U.S. Supreme Court, never has a draft of a judge's document been released to the public. Why was this one released? Who released it? Well, first of all, let's deal with the second question. Who released it? They still haven't said, but it's pretty sure they know or have a good idea. Now, here's where you come into some real different conspiracy values and theories at the same time. There are those who are convinced it had to come from a leftist judge who was going to be voting against it. And maybe they allowed their clerk to have it or left it out and open or just gave it to whoever knows. Maybe it didn't have to be pilfered. It might have been handed to them. Because they wanted to get the word out to the public so the public would get out there and rally all the pro-abortion people, shout and yell and say, you cannot do this. I remind you again, even as written by Alito, and he stressed, it only refers to Roe v. Wade and abortion. Nothing else. You hear all the left say, oh, it could go into gay marriage, it could do this, that. He says it's strictly abortion. And the other point being, it basically does not outlaw abortion in the United States. It does not outlaw abortion. Do I need to say it a third time? What it does is send the power back to the states because it was never in the U.S. Constitution. It's not in the Constitution now. If you go through it, find the word abortion anywhere in the Constitution without someone penciling it in. You can't. It was not a right. It was shoveled in 1973 under the 14th Amendment, right of privacy. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, former liberal justice, who was not on the court in 73 when the ruling was made, has said, while I'm for women's rights, that was a bad decision. They should have stuck to just what was happening in the Roe v. Wade case, which came out of Texas, and not make it law of the land. They don't have the right to do that. They're not Congress. That is the judicial branch. Not legislative. So when Blackburn says when the leak was plotted, it certainly seemed like it's coming out. And the other side of the conspiracy is there could be a right-wing justice. Well, I'm labeling that just for the purpose of it. Someone that was willing to sign off on it, but then was getting cold feet. And they wanted the word to get out. So maybe it put pressure on some of the other justices to reconsider. I will repeat again, any member of our U.S. Supreme Court, I don't care which side of the political stripe you might be labeled, I don't care whatever else you bring to the court, if you're going to be intimidated by a crowd in the street, you do not deserve to be on that court. Be you conservative or liberal. Be you a constitutionalist or you want to rewrite the whole damn thing or just tear it up, throw it away. So we still don't know who and exactly why, but we know the reaction. Backlash started. And as you heard Senator Blackburn say, and I mentioned that day when it broke, I said, well, now this will give the Democrats maybe a platform campaign. They cannot campaign on Joe Biden, the man, certainly not on his, dare I say, accomplishments? That's not even a good word for what he's accomplished. His destruction of America. They can't campaign on that. And he continues to try to do so. And not, to my knowledge, every, I don't know of a single member of Congress, and they're all up for re-election, I don't know of a single member who's asked him to come stand with them as they run in their office to be re-elected. It might still happen, but he's a pariah. They're afraid of what he will bumble around and say, much less the, quote, record is a record of suicide. And they're trying to preserve a political career, not go down with the ship. Coattails of a sitting president can be extremely powerful. Donald Trump, out of office for 4 years, well, not even 4 years yet, and his coattails are still long enough that every candidate except for one that he's endorsed has won in their primary. And that was in Nebraska, and it involved two very strong candidates anyway, and then allegations surfaced about Donald Trump's pick maybe having some affairs, things of this nature. I don't know how factual it is. I haven't had time to look into it. But that's the only one he's lost. There could be more, but it's given hope to some of the Democrats that maybe that endorsement doesn't mean anything anymore. Well, riddle me this. Are you asking Joe Biden come endorse you? Of course not. We as said that would amount to political suicide. So once this all happened, the other thing is the actions in the streets. Now, they have been peaceful, at least in the front of the justices' homes. I want to stress that. We are not yet to what we saw in the summer of 2020 over the defund police movement, with the exception of one case in Portland where the protesters torched a center to help women get pregnant and bear children. Why would they do that? What about her right to have a baby if she wanted one? But they have been out in front of the justices' houses. And to that extent, we pointed out before, that is a federal violation. Now, I know you got First Amendment rights, but our U.S. Code of Justice 1503, if you influence or injure an officer or juror or judge by threat, force, threatening, whatever, and trying to get to change their mind, that is illegal, period. It carries a fine of, if you kill them, it should carry a heavy fine. It does, obviously, based upon capacity of the person that does it. Attempted killing, there's another felony charge. In either case of those, imprisonment for not more than 10 years if it does fall short of either one of those. But the other thing to keep in mind, if it's against the law, it's against the law, period. That doesn't mean anything to the leftists. You know that. I'll give you a perfect example. Among those that have been out there protesting and making all their noise and doing it peacefully, we have seen various signs that are really filled with hate, but they're still being peaceful. Congressman Kat Kamak, a Republican of Florida, who's also on the Homeland Security Committee, says Biden is just hiding in the face of what's happening, won't even admit it. He's taking the back door and leaving.
It is a crime, but again, this goes against their political agenda. It goes against their narrative, so they are going to do what cowards do best. They're going to hide and hope that another news cycle goes by and they can continue to deflect and misdirect. If they were truly serious about their statement about peaceful protests and that there is no place for violence in political discourse, they would outright condemn the actions of these protesters being outside, intimidating and harassing these justices and their families. And if you hear what they're chanting, they're asking, they're making demands that are ridiculous. This is something that the White House is going to own. And God forbid something happens, this is going to be on Biden's hands. He is responsible.
Yep. He will not be able to wash the blood from his hands if it begins to escalate. There can be good people out there that have a difference of opinion and they want to make their voices heard. That is your First Amendment right. But then someone comes on and hijacks it, just like they did the original thought behind Black Lives Matter or protest. And then they start bringing guns and they start bringing Molotov cocktails and begins to escalate. But Jen Psaki, on behalf of the president just 2 days ago, said, oh, we can kind of accept this, Jen Psaki.
I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date, and we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes, and that's the president's position. But the silence is pretty deafening about all of the other intimidation that we've seen to a number of people.
This is a pending court case, though. That's where the federal law comes into place. This is a pending court case.
Well, but I think that intimidation and protests and intimidation outside of the homes of school board members, the Michigan Secretary of State, intimidation and threats against people seeking legal reproductive health care and against our capital and American democracy also warrant some outrage.
Warrants outrage. She's going to excuse it, say, it's outrage. Like Pelosi had said, Maxine Waters, well, people are going to do what they got to do because they don't like the outcome. And even though it's pointed out by the reporter, but this involves a federal uniform, just as cold, that's in the books, and you're ignoring it. And speaking about the silence is deafening, they didn't make any noise during 2020 with all the rioting going on in the streets when burning and looting was underway. There was no such outcry then that this is wrong. So they're not about to condemn these folks just walking up and down the street, yelling, shouting, hateful remarks, and signs of the same. No, what they want to do is say, well, what we will do, we will move ahead of the court, and we will take Roe v. Wade and codify it. We will make it law, but that failed. And you know why it failed? Because they tried to go too far. Senator Blackburn explains exactly why.
Activists ought not to be marching at the home of any elected official or any judge or any justice. That disrupts the entire neighborhood. There is a place for peaceful protest. It is called the public square.
The public square. Now, she is saying we're willing to allow some things like this, but you should be doing it in the public square. Democrats would condemn Republicans out there. I mentioned the issue about codifying the law and how they went too far. When we come back from the break, I want to let Senator Marshall Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, explain just how far they tried to go, and they thought they could get away with it. They did. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The problem is the bill they put on the floor, the Women's Health Protection Act, would put late-term abortion on the books in our states. It would override state laws. It would allow dismemberment abortion. It would do away with parental rights. It would do away with informed consent. People in our country do not want late-term abortion. They want the states to set these rules and regulations.
That is, again, Senator Marshall Blackburn saying that is why the Democrats could not push through an effort to codify Roe v. Wade and make it law and just skip around the court. They went too far. There are many Americans who would support abortion in certain cases. Rape, incest, the possible threat of death for the mother and our child. And there are some that will say no abortion under any reasoning. And then on the pro-abortion side, there's some willing to say, well, you can abort right up to the moment of birth and even afterwards, after the child's actually born. You could, quote, abort. That's not abort then. That is clear murder. They are so completely fouled up on what they're doing. Everything Biden has touched. I know you went out to fill up your gas tank over the last 2-3 days, assuming you can. And if you have your own private transportation, or maybe you had to ban it and now you have to use public transportation because you can't. You do know those fares are going to be going up too. You do know that. Because they're going to have to pay for that fuel. But when you pull up to a lot of these stations, you'll see these signs of smiling Joe Biden pointing to the sticker price up there saying, I did that. Which brings me to Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana and what he thinks Biden should be doing that he's not doing.
If I could sit the president down today one-on-one, and I did just listen to his comments. Here's what I'd tell him. I tell him, Mr. President, you're a nice man. I would say, Mr. President, I know you want what's best for America. But, Mr. President, and I say this gently, you've got to stop being a chump. There's no future in it. There's no future in it for you or for the American people. You've got to go back to the White House, and you've got to fire all these wokers that don't really care about America. Yes, we have inflation. It was caused in part by the wokers in the White House, including but not limited to their economists. We can get it under control. Here's how we do it. Turn to Congress and say, freeze all spending. You've got a budget. Live within your budget.
Yeah, that would be a start, wouldn't it? I'm looking at some Facebook comments coming in. One says the communist liberal Democrats purposely trying to destroy America, dividing the country so socialism can take over and rule. And when you can no longer afford to buy your fuel and you've got to start finding other ways to get around, maybe public transportation, relying more on the government, that's a perfect example. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, said as prices went up again yesterday, reaching new record highs, he said, we're struggling with record gas prices, up over 50% since Biden took office. He doesn't care. A new survey from the University of Michigan index of consumer sentiment, plunging 9% in the early weeks of May. Plunging. And then you still have this send more money to Ukraine. The House, without question, basically passing forward a bill for another $40 million without really asking what's in it, how's it going to be spent. We do know that less than $6 billion of the $40 billion, I said $40 billion, less than $6 billion of that will go for any military weaponry. And $40 billion? Do you know what the estimated dollar expenditure, U.S. dollar expenditure for the Soviet military is? $65 billion. They're spending $65 billion on their military. We're spending $40 billion over there for what? John LaBoutier, former congressman from New York, coming up. You want to hear him.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, I said you was high.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Reminding you, we are live streaming right now at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine one word, Larry Connors, USA. Go down the page, push live, and you're in studio with us. Joining me now, a good friend, long time part of this program, always insightful, and also insightful, if you know the difference. John LaBoutier, former congressman from New York. Hello, John. How are you?
That's funny. Yes, Larry. Great to be back with you. It's been a month or so.
Yeah, it has been.
Great to be with you.
How are you doing? You feeling well and everything?
Great.
Good.
I'm feeling great. I just had left knee replacement surgery, and that's why I couldn't do the show last week when you asked.
Well, what? Because your mind doesn't connects to the knee? Well, I didn't understand that.
Well,
oh, you hopped on meds?
You have so many drugs. You might say something even more insightful with a C in it, you know?
You're right. Listen, I owe you an apology anyway. The last time I had you on, I asked you a question, and I said with 30 seconds remaining, and that was not fair to you because I didn't know you were going to take 4 days to answer it. But
aside from that.
Here, so where do you stand now? We have not had a chance to talk since the leak came out of the Supreme Court. Your thoughts?
Well, I have to say, Larry, I was shocked that it came out because they don't leak ever out of the Supreme Court. In my lifetime, I can't remember a leak. Now, I've since learned there have been leaks. The original Roe v. Wade apparently was leaked.
Right, but not an actual draft. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Right. But, you know, generally that place doesn't leak like Congress or anywhere else does.
Yeah.
So that surprised me. And then the ruling itself, if that's the way it's going to go, That doesn't surprise me that they're going to go, in effect, totally pro-life, because each of those justices has been selected by pro-life Republican presidents. And, you know, it just, it doesn't surprise you. Now, politically, we can talk about what it's going to do.
Go ahead.
As I think that, and then the justices are not sitting here saying, well, if we do this, what's going to happen politically in the midterms,
right,
in the presidential race? That's not their job. Their ruling so far, that majority of draft opinion, goes back to, and I remember it like it was almost yesterday. I was in college when Roe v. Wade happened, and they had found a right to privacy in the 14th Amendment and used it to justify a woman having an abortion.
Correct.
And a lot of people went nuts back then saying, what are you talking about? They have found a right that's not written. So these guys today want to correct it. They want to say, no, we're not going to go with something like that. If you want to ban abortion or okay abortion, do it legislatively.
When Kennedy was looking to appoint a justice, he was not Kennedy, Clinton, I'm sorry, Clinton, and they were proposing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And he said, women don't like her. And she was asked later, why do you think he would have said that? He said, well, because I'm for women's rights, but I thought Roe v. Wade was wrong. It went too far. They should have just stuck to the case at hand. So
well,
even she, the liberal justice, yeah.
Right. There's been controversy always about it. And it's the most controversial domestic subject in our lifetime since slavery is abortion. And so it's going to continue to be now that this, if this ruling happens in June or July, it is going to have an effect politically. Now, since the leak, no Republican big shots have said a word about it. Not Trump, not DeSantis, none of the potential candidates. They've kept their mouths shut because they're not sure where the public is on this thing. A majority of people in most polls want to keep some aspect of Roe v. Wade on the books. And so a total ban on it may be a political problem for Republicans.
Well, but it doesn't present a total ban. It simply sends it back to the state for them to make a decision.
Right.
And they may go,
and
some of them have triggers in place.
Yeah.
And some are full ban, and some are with exception of the mother's life and other exceptions that other states are going to reject.
Right. But a lot of the states that I've read, of the 14 or whatever those trigger laws that are already on the books, do not have exceptions. There's then been talk, Governor Lee of Tennessee said, I'm signing into law right now a bill to ban mailed in the abortion pill being mailed into Tennessee. Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi on Meet the Press a week ago said he favors a ban. Get this, Larry. He favors a ban on contraceptives.
Yeah,
so
that's
why
be a
I think if this thing... That's a problem.
Well, it certainly, as you said, if they're being silent right now, it does finally give the Democrats a campaign platform, right? I mean, they're not running on Joe Biden's coattails.
No, they need something, some overriding issue to get the minds of voters off of inflation or that won't happen, to get the voters to vote who wouldn't vote normally in an off-year election. And I did read on vote.org that there's been a huge influx of new registrants in the last 2 weeks since this leaked opinion came out. They're mostly young women are registered to vote.
Yeah. And I assume they're all legal.
Well, I don't think an illegal voter can register in this country. I
mean, well, except in your state of New York, they can. After 30 days residence, they can vote in local elections.
That's not true. We can't do that. That's been proposed, but it's not the law.
Well, okay.
Not the law.
Not yet, but I see it coming. So what do you think could possibly be done that Biden could do in closing days going into 2022 to salvage and hold on to the House and make sure they don't lose control of the Senate, and much less look at the 2024? What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I think if I were the Biden White House, you know, they knew they were in trouble from the day they got elected to hold the House. It was a narrow margin House anyway. Lately, though, the generic ballot in all the big polls has shown Democrats have moved ahead of Republicans on the issue of who do you want to keep control of the House and Senate. And
which Democrats poll? I'm sorry, sir. Which poll is showing you Democrats are ahead of Republicans?
Yeah, I think I saw it on either the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post last on one of the Sunday shows last weekend.
Well, I
was kind of surprised because it has ticked up to where it had been like a 1-point margin for a while, and now it's 5 points for the Democrats. And I think that's the best hope Biden's people have is take the abortion thing and juice up turnout of their hardcore base. And have the 1/6 hearings in June expose Republican malfeasance. And if they can do that, which they're headed towards, I think then the picture of Republicans is going to look a lot worse by November.
Well, I'm going to think that maybe I agree with you on some of the points, but I still think overall that they're not going to have anything run on except that. And there have been enough even among minorities and the Latino vote, Biden carried 59% last time. They're down to around 43% and dropping. They don't like all the illegals, the prices, the inflation, everything else going up. I don't see anything he could get under control. And plus, today the White House issues a statement that is as false as it can be, which brings me to the final question, the Minister of Truth. Do you think we need a Minister of Truth? Because the White House today tweeted out, when Biden came in, we didn't have any vaccine. He had had 2 shots before the end of December.
Well, they did have the vaccine. What we as a country did not have, and we learned about it, was a distribution plan around the country to get people shot quickly in all the states, which meant money to the states who could hire people to give the shots. The Trump administration really hadn't planned it out.
And well, who was the one that
issue anymore?
Well, who was complaining though about the vaccines and that I wouldn't take it since it's made by Trump? Oh yeah, that was the Democrats, wasn't it? Yeah.
I never heard anybody say that.
Come on, John.
I didn't hear anybody not take it because
De Blasio of New York City and Cuomo of New York State, your state, said, don't send us those vaccines. We're not going to take them and then later asked for them.
We took them like crazy. wait a sec. The first shot given was in the very hospital I just was at, in Northwell Hospital on Long Island in December 2020.
Well,
Trump is still president, is not true.
Your mainstream media was lying then, I guess. I don't.
That's nothing to do about that, Larry.
Hey, John, as always, I appreciate it. Quick recovery for you, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon, Larry.
You bet. Wish you the very best. John Labutier, always an engaging interview. Coming up, the Navy is going to push diversity one way or the other. Stand by. If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests, so plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, town and country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I was talking to a fellow Marine the other night. He's been active duty more recent than I have. And he's saying, you would not recognize the Marines now compared to when you went in. He said, I'm not sure I would either because so many things are being pushed on them that have nothing to do with preparing for war, which is the duty and the obligation of our military. And you don't build a military force so you can, we don't anyway in this nation, to conquer other nations. We build it so we don't have to fight a war. But if we're going to continue to diminish those participating as soldiers, Marines, sailors, and we're going to be teaching more critical race theory and transgenderism and proper labels, he, she, they, whatever, you're losing your mission. You lose your mission, you definitely lose your war and lives and eventually U.S. freedom. My brother's in the Navy, or was, let me put it that way. He was in the Navy. He was on a nuclear sub. He said there are only two types of ships in the Navy as far as submariners are concerned. I said, really? Only two types? Are you serious? He said, yep. Submarines and targets. Oh, I got it. I got it. I don't think he'd like being in today's Navy either. Here's what they just did. They recently hosted a quote, according to their press release, on the Navy website, the U.S. government, U.S. Navy website, an inaugural Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Summit for information where a pro-life Black Lives Matter entrepreneur was a keynote speaker. Two-day summit hosted by the Naval Information Forces at Suffolk, Virginia. 150 sailors, civilians, and others from Navy Information Warfare Commands from around the world brought in to listen to this. The first day, a panel on the state of information warfare diversity. Information, state of information warfare diversity. I can't even begin to figure out what that is. Now, they go on to say it includes overcoming the challenges of bias around race, ethnicity, gender, many dimensions of diversity. Do you realize if you're in a foxhole, you don't care if the person next to you is black, white, yellow, trans, man, woman, as long as they are willing to fight with you, the enemy that's coming at you. Several high-profile Navy figures spoke, including the Chief of Naval Operations Admiral's wife. She's a Senior Executive Program Manager for Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command. And they say this is an operational imperative. Our people are our greatest resources. I need to ensure we are considering and including talented and skilled members from across all cross-sections of society representing all facets of our American people. Well, I agree with that. If they want to serve, they'll sign up and do so. We're not keeping anybody from doing it. We don't have a draft. I mean, you turn 18 as a young man, you have to register, but we don't have a draft in effect. There are those who said, well, I don't think women would be that good in combat. I would want my daughters into combat, but look at the countries that use women, and particularly Israel. Every woman in Israel spends some time in service to her country, often in a military capacity. And in the Marines, I've told you, women Marines are called BAMs, badass Marines. So that tells you they're going to be pretty nasty. Speaking of getting nasty and then kind of getting nervous at the same time, the Hollywood execs are apparently getting a little bit more hesitant about making a public stance against the Supreme Court's expected reversal of Roe v. Wade. They don't want the kind of public relations disaster Walt Disney is suffering after it picked a fight with Florida. Remember, Disney said it was going to go against DeSantis and the state of Florida and its parental information rights bill, calling it the Don't Say Gay bill, and that's not what it was. It was basically parents need to be informed, and certain subjects involving sex will not be taught below grades 3. And if it's taught at higher levels, the parents need to be aware of it. Well, several of the Hollywood elites, companies, executives, they're kind of just kind of playing it quiet. They might have some inner outrage and fury. But right now, even though in the past they boycotted or threatened to boycott production in Georgia, North Carolina, over a fetal heart bill and transgender bathroom law, this time around, wonder if we still have any cartoons we can play. All right, coming up in the next hour, we have a truth minister, and she's allowing the White House at this very moment to tell a bald-faced lie. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.